Welcome to episode 20, a milestone. We're beginning round 7 of Global Alpha Axis and Allies fucking 1940. Russia's amassed in the south.
Welcome back, people.
Germany's amassed in the middle. Army group center is fucking huge. The question is, do they go for Leningrad or for the tank stack in southern Russia? Japan has got Manchuria back, but China is licking his chops to kill it some Jap ass. Brits are coming up on the coast.
Working their way out from India.
That's right. Japan has an improved shipyard, so they can buy cheap-ass navies to fight the large navy in Hawaii.
That's a thorn in our side right now.
Anzac's finally starting to come up there.
Okay, the big one. I got all them fucking bones.
And I've seen it firsthand.
Five,
got
six.
14 twos.
I got 13.
Or you had seven.
14 twos.
There's 10.
Oh, we're getting into 10, the 11, big stuff.
12, yeah, 13.
He's
13.
He's busting into Russia now.
11.
You still got to roll your threes? Hang on, let's handle this battle first and then we'll talk.
Isaac, this is going terrible.
What'd you do over there, Bert?
I think all the powder fell to the bottom.
One down for Russia, one up for Germany.
Receiving.
We're recording now.
Round down that bitch.
We are recording?
Yeah. Here, take this now and let it go. Let it run its course.
What's
it's okay.
This?
Well, we're not describing that to the viewers.
Oh, it's a fucking canoe giant.
Yeah.
Way to not roll well. Good.
Just smoking.
I don't think it was the rolling. I think it was the smoking. He smoked it wrong.
I lit it wrong. I think the flame licked one side. Okay, what's the results on the...
He's taken Eastern Poland. He's taken Romania. And now Russia only has Albania as far as external territories. However, I can sweep through Bulgaria and into Greece and take 3 points and an extra 6 in bonuses.
Nice, sir.
Round.
Nah, that's pissing me off, but I gotta fucking.
Well, that's the only thing I can do with those guys. Now, I got a question, Ray. You see what he's got in Eastern Poland. I can bring in.
You mean yellow?
One mech. No, I mean Eastern Poland. I can bring in one mech. 4, 5, 6 infantry and artillery. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tanks. And he's got 11 tanks, 4 infantry, and 6 artillery.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
See, Santa's here. I told you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
It's like, is Santa going to be there? Yep.
Say hi to the listeners. We're recording. Brenda?
Hi.
We got a microphone up there.
Recording for what?
Brenda and Jordan? Podcast. We record this and then we put it out on the internet.
Oh, David's going to start doing stuff like 40 that.
40 people listen worldwide.
Are you
going to
become famous?
Become? Come
make
on.
Millions.
Fuck, they know us all over the place.
Okay, well,
we got listeners in the Netherlands, Germany, Malaysia, USA, Canada.
Tell David and he can sign up too and listen.
Sweet. Destruction Podcast.
And he can see Japan.
Is he doing a video podcast?
No, I don't know. He's just talking about doing that.
So is that the weirdest?
It's really easy.
Yeah.
And it's not very expensive. It's
like, yeah,
you know what? Wendy helped me make
that.
Well, I remember the first time I painted my men. Took me three weeks to paint all of them. And all I did was touch up everything with black. That's all I did. Black guns, black boots.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
You got a fucking place in these bags and stuff.
And when Dave started painting them like little soldiers.
These guys actually get non-commented.
Yeah. Oh, whose turn is it right now?
I am marching across
Germany.
I'm going to take Africa hopefully soon if the U.S. doesn't do anything about it.
Well, did you break down your purple?
My purple, yes.
Okay.
The tanks are in front and the...
Yeah, it's backwards. It's too. I bet you wish you had it the other way around.
I didn't have an opportunity. They all started from here. I kind of slowly... Moved
yeah.
him to here.
Yeah.
Because I moved the infantry out and the artillery out first. Moved him to here. Now they're split. But
hey,
make up ground.
there's nothing wrong with the tanks wiping out everything and then fucking the other guys coming up to sweep up.
Yeah.
You can always do it that way too.
Double prong with the UK, or with the Italians.
It's not ideal setup.
Double prong with the Italians is what I'm hoping for with a fighter and offshore.
Yep.
And transport. I need to land here because I'm going 1, 2, 3, 4.
Does Dave have any fighters? Does Dave have any fighters? Dave, you might want to...
I have no fighters in Egypt.
Listen, buddy, if you got a chance...
Yes.
Maybe Russia could pick up
something. Hey,
where
is the other one like this? He sort of...
Maybe Russia could pick up that...
The other one like what?
Well, look at him. He's working the med pretty good with the Italians on the mainland in Africa.
Well,
he's got the transports going.
I got money for Russia, but I got no way to put anything in the med.
No, he's going to be there before you. I'm just saying, you got a fighter, or do you think you could afford a bomber? Hey, does Russia think they could afford a bomber?
Probably. I got like 63. I thought it's...
Because if you were to get a bomber, you could keep the strategic bombing going from Russia and lay off the pressure from... Because really, Brits don't have too much to bomb anymore, do you?
Oh,
what do you got? You got... Oh, you got the American bomber over there.
Yeah, I've been...
And a Lancaster. Okay, you got a couple.
I got a little bit going on there.
He's got to pay this off, and he's not liking that. And he's going after Africa. Africa's going to pay off his fucking debt here. If we don't watch it, he's going to be gobbly-choo Africa. You might want to drop something down there.
Shut up.
You're doing non-com for Germany right now?
Hey, we lost a...
Actually, I'm doing place in uni, I guess.
What? We're missing a unit?
Hey, listen now.
Is there not seaport
right
down there?
Yeah, there should be. You might have knocked it out.
It fell off.
Oh, no, you know what? I didn't put it down.
You didn't put it there. It's been there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen now. Russia has to worry about
the opposite.
Right now.
This one's black.
Okay, forget a bomber, man. I didn't see that.
I'm gonna buy. Well,
I was just asking you.
However, I got a lot of money, and I've only got limited minor factories everywhere. So once I'm done buying everything, I might have money left over for a bomber.
Can you upgrade?
But I also have to worry about. No.
Okay.
The only factory in Russia that can, or place in Russia that can withstand a major is the home. It's worth three. The fucking capital's worth three.
That's fucking weird. Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because
they gave it a whole bunch.
When they break it all up, they still have too much money. $37, and they're all ones.
Yeah, but these little guys.
I know.
That could be part of it.
They could have put Smolensk into, but then Germany's even closer to the capital if you do that.
Russia's closer to them too. It's all.
But this stuff here, Novosibirsk, Tunguska. This could all be one territory, or these could be worth nothing.
This could be one.
If they made these worth nothing,
this could be one.
Novosibirsk, Tunguska. No, not one territory, because then Japan can get over too quick.
Point.
But make them worth nothing. Yakut could be worth nothing. Evenki.
Well, that's a good point.
Tunguska could
if you
be worth
made
nothing.
One of these three, or two of these four, whatever ones.
He's still got to come through
I know, but
more
he'd
territories.
Less. He'd be less, maybe.
But then you can make Russia worth more. Or maybe... Leningrad should be worth more than two. You should be able to build a major there, but then it'd make it too easy for Russia to get stuff to the front. I like it because it's... I just think Russia has too much money. But I like that there's only a minor up here. Yeah, they start with $37. That's a lot of money. It makes it really hard for Germany.
Hey, I'm going
that's too much. Right. It should be 32 at least.
Okay, I gotta buy...
I mean, at max. Max should be 32.
I'm gonna make my purchases.
But I'm sure the people know. Oh, you found it.
For Russia.
Oh, did you find the other dirty one?
Yeah,
it's the black one. Which one do you like now better? The old rusty?
This
fucking...
one. That's my favorite.
Yeah, the rusty one.
Going in Ukraine.
Yeah, that was fun. I just splattered and then kind of detailed over the fucking splatter.
Yeah.
But it was all shiny shit, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can probably see some of the spots that the shine comes through. It was in Cairo.
Oh, I gotta break the seal. That's gonna go in.
Yeah, a lot of the paints, because
beautiful.
To save myself, I bought two paints. Humbrol Gloss, Humbrol Flat.
Black?
I just, what?
Black. Oh, the two, yeah.
No, Humbrol Flat, Humbrol Gloss. Yeah. I just doubled my inventory on fucking, I can take a desert tan and make it super glossy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You make it like a yellow.
And the I noticed that the flat and the gloss, 30. The flat runs everywhere. Like you,
42.
You take a big drop and you think you're going to paint the whole thing. As soon as you touch it, it runs into all the cracks. And if you don't suck it out of the cracks, it turns white and powdery. It doesn't dry right. So you got to, it's after
almost
maintenance.
Like dry brush
it out of there. You know, you got to paint, like put it on another, you know, splatter something else and then come back and dry it out.
This is all I can afford.
Any hooch. I'm going to the...
You got mobility.
This is the maximum I gotta collect. I can put on my factories.
Could you just, like, fucking buy what's more mech? Let's take...
I'm at 49.
Awesome.
I did that last round.
Dude, he's collecting 49. Oh, nice. Okay, never mind.
But I need... I can't put any more units down.
Okay, well then that's good then, because
I could switch these up, but saying. Then I wouldn't be putting maximum units down.
No, you could substitute for an infantry artillery. For a mech infantry.
No, I don't have enough money for that.
You got a buck. It's a buck difference.
I don't
you
have a buck. I just did that with one.
Okay.
I did that with one because I had a dollar left.
But what I'm saying now is how much are they? Two of them is eight. Could you drop three infantry, take a buck back, and get two more of those just to give you a little more
mobility? If I took three infantry off, I'd be putting down two mech.
It's one less
and
two.
And I'd have a dollar left, and I got one less unit. This is the maximum factory. I can put down no more units than this.
Okay. Look at me.
If I took two infantry off, I could put a tank down, but then that's one two die.
No, I'm looking at mobility.
I'm going to go after yellow.
This is gonna be good. Okay, you guys, this is a great part of the game here. Narrate a little bit.
If I lose like crazy,
we're using a yellow post. The post is placed on the country,
and it's in eastern.
And on the side of the board, off the board, near the rolling boards, is a little colored block that represents where this post sits in the country. So we simply put our men on this colored block off the board.
I'm going to get smokes. You make those moves.
Okay.
This is the thing that Dave invented. It replaces the blow-up
box. I didn't invent it. It was in the Pacific game.
Oh, it was in the Pacific game.
Marshall
My
cards.
Apologies. As you notice, our warlord, Larry, has given us blow-up boxes in the original. These just replace the blow-up boxes. And... So now we have a massive attack here. Russia has decided they're going to take everything they have. They're coming in on a heavy, fortified, dug-in German defense unit. These guys are in foxholes and everything. Russia
just
is right on the
brink. I took Bulgarian Greece with my tank from Albania.
And all this is taking place in East Poland, which is a very important spot.
They're up to 39. Germany down 1. Italy down 2.
Hey, you know, sometimes while narrating, you have to speak in a way where the smart, wise people don't feel insulted, but yet the people that don't know...
You don't want to feel you're talking down.
Yes, you don't want to talk down the people that know, and you don't want to, you know, whatever, the people that don't know.
I can bring these fighters in. Tactical bombers.
Where the fuck is my Russian factory? That's driving me crazy.
Did you look through the classic box to make sure that it wasn't lost?
If it's underneath where I... If it's underneath, then it's going to be broken.
This is everything I can get into that zone.
You need everything.
I cannot get anything else in there.
Well, you pulled a lot of fighters out of the forest because I didn't even see them on the board.
I had them in Leningrad.
Mm. Sweet.
Okay.
How many units are you up against? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You count them. I'm going to go to the bathroom. 13,
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Oh, you're looking at 25. You need 10 hits first round. Okay, the horse should be an infantry that moves to. We'll work that in with the new pieces that we got from historic game. And also the new available ones. It's been on the net for quite a while. From Field Marshal Games is the Italians. And all the other units that are available. Minor Axes, Minor Allies, which consists of, for the people that don't know, consists of totally different units. You probably heard it earlier in the other episode. Mobile anti-aircraft guns or mobile artillery, which is basically a rubber front with a track. It's like a half track. Maybe you can incorporate that into your game.
You want a paper?
And all kinds of shibby. You want a what?
What? I asked Brenda if she wanted a beer.
I've been trying to fill in the gaps while you're gone.
Okay, that's good. Keep talking.
But I was just explaining the new units from both Historic Game and also
HistoricalBoardGaming.com.
HistoricalBoardGaming.com is, they got some great pieces out. They were a good sponsor.
Oh yeah, they sent offer up a lot stuff of stuff. Like this, and I bought.
And it's just good to see people pull together for something that. And you know what? On the other side of the card, man, there's people that think, how can you worship a game that involves death and destruction? And do you know what happened?
Yeah, I know.
It's not that. You know what? We're more honoring the survival that we're, you know.
Listen, if you go on any of the websites dedicated to this game, Axis and Allies, either Harris Game Design,
dedicated.
AxisandAllies.org, BoardGameGeek.com, many other ones that I'm not a member of, you'll find guys that know so much about World War II history, it just boggles your mind. And like you say, it honors the people
to put their foot down
that actually fought the war.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're a little flippant when we're playing, you know, about killing this and killing that. And yes, there were real lives in the war, but this is a game that makes people, they play the game and then they go out and they want to find out about what actually happened in the war. You play a game of Monopoly, you're not going to go out and read a fucking economics book.
Exactly.
But you play Axis and Allies, and you want to go out and read about World War II. You want to find out about it. There's a guy, they're pushing for a World War I game. And there's a guy on the Larry Harris website.
That would be incredible.
That
the pieces would be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be cool. But he is the main guy trying to push for a World War I game. His name is Palullo, I think, on the Harris Game Design website. And he puts up every other day, he's putting up a post from a YouTube video from World War I. You know? And it's just, it's all about education. I love reading about it, especially the Russian history, which is just now coming to light since 92, since the wall fell. We're learning more about actually what happened rather than the propaganda bullshit that we were told all those years, you know.
Well, not only that, but we're also finding out the propaganda that they were told.
Oh, Americans spread propaganda just as much as everybody else.
Equally as important. No, I'm talking the Russian.
Don't forget just the conspiracies and all that bullshit.
Don't forget that. He just walks in and drops in on the conversation.
Yeah. Don't forget about how they fucking killed Kennedy.
Don't wipe out the fucking Navy port down there.
Watch out.
Crokinole. Hey, play Axis and Allies Crokinole style. You get one flick, see how many guys you can take.
Especially if there's borders. Is there a rebound on the border?
Oh, the stack, you'd be dead. You'd have nothing left over there.
I take all these guys out.
Can I take this shot right here?
No, you gotta flick a rock at them.
Oh my god, it'd be all
over. No, Crokinole Axis and Allies with painted pieces. Neg.
That's where you get the wooden ones, Dave. Start fucking whittling.
That's hilarious. Could you imagine? Oh, fuck, I gotta fucking go real fast. You'd be shaving away, fucking be sitting around.
You have like arthritis in 2 weeks.
How many artillery you got there, man?
You'd be carpal tunnel. Three surgeries.
I've got 11.
No, you got 11 tanks. How many artillery?
11. Oh, artillery? My God, that's weird. 11 twos is what I got. I
don't know. So you got seven?
Seven, I believe.
Seven art.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. 8, 9, 10. Yes. Yes,
Mjotus, yes. Yes.
And 11 tanks.
11 twos and 11 threes.
How many uni bags do you got?
Hey, does anybody
want me to paint 10,
more
11,
crappy 12, 13, anchors? 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
21,
they look good, 22, but
the crappy anchors look good.
I like the poofy looking ones. They stand out better.
Did you hear me?
The poofy ones.
Did you tell him?
I like
them. Did you hear me tell him that?
You've been holding on to that.
But those things were all done with
flat.
It's
still poofy. Oh, this guy.
I'm wondering, what happens if I do all the white ones flat? They might fucking look pretty soft.
You know what's
all right, Muggs, you ready for this big motherfucker?
No.
All right. So we got 6-1s.
I have to get my cigarette ready for after this fight.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6.
I'm going to have to put mine out.
6-1s. Got one.
Oh. Don't get ones, whatever you do.
No, I have 8 twos, 2s, 4s, six, seven.
Okay, what do we got?
A multiplicity of bones being thrown.
Eight twos. We got one more.
Russia, you need. Russia, you need 15 hits.
I need to hit with threes like crazy.
Oh my God, you need 15 hits.
Two, three, four, five, 15. Six, seven,
yeah.
Eight, nine.
You 10, got 25 20, guys 12. There. He has to hit you 12 to 15. I'll give you 12 minimum. He has to hit you 12. If he doesn't, you're gonna fucking crush.
Well, I got 12 threes and I've got two hits, so I need to hit
Let's
10.
Let's go, buddy! All of them! For a change!
Okay. I've seen a lot of high dice there. I see a lot of high dice.
I got
there.
4 out of 12, and I got a 4 to roll still.
2, 4, 6. I'm sure I'm happy about 6 hits.
Well, look at the.
I know, the fucking ship.
Back. I missed with the 4.
I've got 11.
2, 3, 4,
That's
6.
That's exactly the hits I had 6 last is time. Good. 11.
He's got 11 twos and 11 threes.
Ooh, that may be okay. This is where he's gonna kick you in the fucking bowels.
He might. Remember, this is Muggsy rolling.
Yeah, and he's got them. Oh, looks good. We got no excuse now. You still got your tanks left.
Five?
Oh, that was the tanks. Oh, look at that.
Five.
Shitty rolling on both sides.
Four, six. Yeah, it's going to be a long fight.
You should get 50% on threes. Give you 60% max.
Okay, so I lost five. That means I have one one. Eight. Two, four, six, eight. Eight twos.
Holy shit.
Nothing.
Ooh. What the fuck? Now, when you same develop, two, you better three, not roll ones.
Two.
How many is it?
Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12.
12.
Two, four, six, eight.
I've got 11.
Ooh. 12. You gotta 12, get five. Three. You gotta get five.
That's what he got. Oh, no, he's got six.
Good! That was going four. With the low odds. You guys are rolling terrible.
And a four for the illusion. The L2.
Frickin' Z's! I had 11. You took me down six.
Seven.
Is that right? Five? One, two, three, four. Five. Two, four, five. I got one. Holy shit, you got three sixes in there.
You got threes now, 11 threes.
Oh my God, Dave. I think I hit a couple few times.
You to hit good this time?
Yes.
Well, that means I hate you. Need more.
I got 2, 4, 6 hits out of 11 threes.
2, 4, 6. 8 hits all together?
No. I got 7 hits. Yeah.
Yeah, 8 hits. 8 all together?
8 all together.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It leaves me 1, 2.
See, that's the deadly part. Like, you're dipping into threes, and I haven't taken all your twos yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, the dice, that as the odds go on, especially hitting it pretty well for both sides.
Fight now, yeah.
Your threes are still a multiplicity upon mine, I think.
Yeah. Okay, but you got, I don't know. Let's see what you come back with after.
I got a 9 two. Threes.
Miss.
And you White still got 12.
Three, no.
I've got 9 threes and you still got 12.
Oh yeah, it's not going to change. 6, 7, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, baby, you might kick my ass on this one.
5 hits.
Like you go.
And I got a 4.
What? You're not even done?
Missed.
Well, thanks.
Oh, crap. That Stormovic's not doing a very good job.
I'm going to just take out what I didn't hit.
Oh, shit.
Just roll 9 dice, I hit you 2, 4, 6, 7 times.
See, you got a big stack of tanks coming in. This is all of my tanks.
Yeah, that is true. Where the fuck is...
You got 7?
The fuck is my...
7!
7 out of 9 I just rolled.
That's a pretty good roll. That's what you should have been doing at the beginning.
Okay, but where's
my
dice? You
guys are fucking... Uh-oh. Dice down.
Fuck.
Black dice down.
I think it is black dice.
Where in the fuck did you go? You know what I really regret? I regret not getting...
You shouldn't have any regrets in life.
I
really.
I have regrets. And my regret is that I didn't get a picture...
I got you 5 times.
I didn't get a picture of everybody that was dressed up in any type of uniform or had any apparatus upon their personal...
Aren't you working with the camera?
What, at the Hoot Jack?
Yeah, I did, and I scanned the crowd, but I meant like I would have liked a freeze frame for this room. This room needs to be dedicated. We want stuff for this room. I mean, on loan.
A little bit at a time.
I got shit.
What the fuck?
Okay, don't worry about it, man.
I am worried about it, apparently.
Hey, are you ready to put the Nazi flag up yet, there,
no.
Dog?
No. I wish you were gay.
Just roll your dice. I'm just looking.
I did. I'm waiting.
The main core of World War II.
Then what
and
you did
won't
you roll?
Put it up so we can.
You hit nothing. No, you hit nothing.
I didn't roll a new.
Okay, well then go roll.
Sorry, I got stuck in the box.
Why did it end up down there?
I've only got four.
Four. Got them all. Don't even need heal two this round.
Four threes left. Eager.
I think we should play a game with equal amount of men, and when I take it over, you're my prisoner, you cannot buy it back.
So I left three tanks.
I would like to see what would happen in that game.
Yeah. And that's worth $1.
Yeah. Tons to Kunst.
All my tanks.
Still gonna punch fucking Germany.
Just not.
Well, UK's still gotta come at you. But. Not really huge or anything.
You cannot come through to go to Germany, though.
No, I gotta take.
I didn't even think of that. I could have put more guys, but I didn't want to. I bought fighters.
These guys are gonna fly back to Leningrad.
I didn't want you to kill my fighters. They just sit with the strongest pack.
These guys are gonna pull up to here.
Up to there and up to here. This guy here will
very
go
good.
There.
Very good. Yenisei, I'm gonna bring two more guys up to Yakut to put a wall against Buryatia. There's one tank, one Japanese tank in Buryatia. I came through and I took Greece and here, so I gotta round all those. I did mark the board already on Bulgaria and Greece.
Here and here.
Here and there. Everywhere.
Here, baby, there, mama. Come on, daddy, daddy. Hey.
Okay, Russ is done. Japan, go.
Awesome. Yes. Japan's turn. I didn't even think about Japan for a while.
You shouldn't have been thinking about Japan. You should have been thinking about Germany.
I was very close.
And now you may think about Japan.
Little fluffy puppy.
Private Fluffy.
Private Fluffy and Private Fluffy alone. Okay.
Really fast. I didn't tell the listeners about our escapade.
You know what?
Did you guys sleep together?
I made a gay joke and he just fucking ignored me and I'm like, oh, it's all right when there's three of us in a group. Get your son there, protect you. All of a sudden, you're alone in a motel room. You're just gonna ignore me when I make a gay comment.
Hey, can I have these?
Yeah,
I can have these.
Yeah, we're throwing. It's an old rad hockey game that Victor has and he never uses. It's been on his bed for 3 years. And we're going to throw it in the garbage, but I wanted to save the goal nets.
Outstanding, because look, I cut this corner off, cut this corner off,
goals
put them
the
together, and look at the shape.
It's even better.
Oh my God, I've incorporated hockey with
hockey into Axis and Allies.
I'm going to paint Toronto dice.
If only we could get a stripper in here, it'd be a fucking like heaven.
I probably could arrange that.
Yeah, for fucking $200 an hour.
But
yeah.
She'd be shaking when you picked her up, and she'd be okay when you dropped her off.
I don't even want to know. Never mind. Japan, go.
Jimmy's crack hole needs skin crack care.
What
are you doing?
Trannies, bud.
What? You know,
are you ever going to hit Malaya? Ever?
Are you ever going to shut your pie hole?
I got a battleship.
No, it's an audio podcast. If I shut my pie hole, I'll edit it out so it sounds like I didn't shut my pie hole.
Why would I hit Malaya? Why would I hit Malaya?
Because it's fucking huge money for everyone.
It's a 10-point difference between you and me.
Anzac gets $5 for Malaya. Britain gets $5 for Malaya.
For Malaya?
Yeah.
Well, I should have been reading the shib.
Yeah, you got to read the shib.
I tried to talk everybody there that weekend into that.
One of the
Malaya
focal points.
Malaya is huge. Anzac starts the game with $10. If they take Dutch New Guinea and don't lose Malaya, they get fucking double, $20.
Yeah. And not only that, but it's a $5 down.
You know what?
Down
and it's funny because I was looking through my.
It's $5 down for you.
And I was like, it's nothing for me.
It's $5.
No, it's not.
If you own
three.
It.
No, he doesn't get a bonus.
I don't get any bonus.
But it's worth $3.
And that's what I was just about to say. I was looking over my objectives.
I just read it.
And my objectives, did not give me anything for Malaya, but for some reason I had to, that's what I was looking for.
Well, see, that's bullshit. Know, and he should know
the other side.
I have played
the other side, too, and I know
anxiety. I printed off the enemy objective.
Yes, I understand that, and I've read them through. That's true. Excuse me.
Listen, but I got bigger, better things, okay?
Okay,
I got
other just things one more thing right on now. This.
Shut up.
It's worth $3, and there's a naval base on it, which makes you be able to get back home quicker.
Yes,
there's
a problem. I do know that.
That's why Malaya is important. Nobody believes me.
I believe you.
And there's a rubber factory there, too, so you could replace the tires on your aircraft a lot quicker.
Fuck, they land like a dream.
Oh, there's none of that. Yeah, it's just... Yeah.
Like skidding across the lower end of a vagina with a fucking latex condom.
Absolutely lubricant.
You guys are ridiculous.
Look at the plastic pieces you have... You haven't even used your kamikazes, though. I wish you'd get rid of those little... Look, I got a bunch of fighters laying around. Let's paint them all ghost white.
Do it.
Ghost white with pink.
Look at this.
No, it would have to be the palest red.
Look at the carriers I got out there by chance. I didn't do this.
Diluted pink dots.
One, two.
Or black dots. Go with black dots. That's it. Just make them black and white. People say, black dot, who the hell is that? That is a fucking ghost plane that's coming out of the clouds with the sun behind. If there is such a scenario. Okay, so I came home last night and I fucking went to bed right away. Now I can't drink the beers fast enough. Feels like I missed out on last night. What are you doing, Mr. Feces? Dave is socializing with the family and there's a major war on. Dave!
I could get freaked out, right? He's young, he should be able to block that. Yeah.
You might want to be here for this one.
I don't want to be here for this, he's killing me.
You don't want to be out there for this one.
You got more dice there, you roll that one up. Oh, another big fight.
This is huge.
But it doesn't involve Russia, so I'm not tweeting it.
I think...
yeah, good idea, Dave.
I think you should look at this one.
Asshole.
Are you saying I'm an asshole?
Fucking goodbye!
I'll tweet your little Japanese move, okay?
We just hit red
make
on
you
that
fucking
one.
Happy?
That's okay, because the voice levelizer or whatever that thing is.
We'll take care of it. We'll take it down.
See, so you can give a loud, obnoxious asshole like Dave. And it'll still be okay, because it'll sound right, just like quiet talking.
Soft-spoken, nice guys like Muggsy over here. We'll come out just as loud as the asshole Dave.
It's only because you're on the other side of the board.
Levelizer. $500 a week. You can sponsor it.
Silly. Yeah. Okay. I think this might be ridiculous, but at one point I have to regroup. And I have to get money. Yes, Bushers.
I filled the ashtray way too quick when I'm playing this game.
Good thing you're not using this.
You know what I'm going to buy for
next... Look at him. Look, you're like, try to...
I'm going
to
buy for next...
Dave, you're like, try to fill it. He had one smoke in it. He's like, yeah, right.
I haven't even lit the cigar yet. That's for the cigar. The ashtray
for... This is for a doobie. This is a fucking joint smoking ashtray.
Yeah, ashes only.
This is key for you, Muggs.
I know. I'm excited to roll it.
You take down those 12... Chinese infantry in China's in rough shape. You
yep.
just fucking spread like...
And the UK has nothing coming back this way.
Are you joking?
So great for Stalingrad.
You're going to end up... Okay, just for the record, he'll have 3 infantry, 1 artillery left if he wins the battle.
For the record.
You think?
Yeah.
Roll it out.
Yeah, because you're going to take a lot of planes on this one.
Roll it out.
For me, if I survive, I will have a fighter left. That's the call.
You're not going to...
Two infantry and an artillery.
All right, you
for
fool.
The Japs.
I've got...
Me a fighter.
I also have okay, one, okay. two... Right, I have two I offshore barrages out of 3.
Man, he's got
two.
This. He can't
you
take
can
it. When he starts to, he's going to take all his land units first. There'll be nothing left.
I got an offshore barrage right away.
He does not have
Oh, I don't do offshore barrages. Sorry.
Take this fucking Russian because he's gay.
Take that glorious Russian.
I'll take the China.
Because he's gay?
All
right.
It's my land.
All right. 1, 2, 3,
I will
four,
survive
five,
that one Russian so he can feed his seed to the woman that needs.
I got 6, 2.
Where is this go?
In the China box right there.
China box.
50%, not bad.
Oh, shit.
I like
2, 4, 6.
I like this. I don't want to do any...
The boxes?
10, 11.
No, but they're listening. people. While you're talking to me, they're listening.
I would like to order some of the boxes, and I would like to make the same. Except I wouldn't use staples. I think they scratched the painted pieces. I'd use tape.
Oh, no.
Tape. Some of them I use tape, some of them I use staples.
Yeah, I noticed that. Those are nice. Look at that.
One, two, three, four.
That's the best tray in the world. Except you got a corner problem going on.
Well, these paper inserts were designed by Ozimek, I believe, on the Game Board Geek
Forum. Very good. People should listen up. This is very important.
They should. You can download them and just cut them and fold them and tape them, and they fit right inside the global boxes.
What are you talking about?
And they separate into six...
compartments?
Separate compartments, yes.
I got six of you.
He hit you like...
Or eight times, sorry.
A little pussy that he is. Go.
Funny how these pawns are never used over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring my German guys over here and put the
pawns... Oh, that'll make it even more confusing.
You won't even know what's going on.
I don't know.
I'll just flank you. I'll forget the guys over there. I got a Navy sitting over there right now.
You're like, yeah, I got 14 tanks in Germany. I fucking totally forgot for four rounds. But I'm surrounded. Go, defend yourself.
I got a one.
That's a three.
That's attack.
It's a one.
Defends at three. You got 16 too. So
defend yourself.
16
too. Dave, I love when you say that. That's hilarious, man.
What?
Defend yourself. Hey, defend yourself. What are you doing over there?
My little hands don't even hold 16.
You should be a proctologist. Little hand proctologist in high demand.
What are you doing?
I would rather be a gynecologist.
I would not, because they're not coming to you because they have beautiful vaginas. They're coming to you because they have a fucking frog.
Oh, yeah. Ah, good point. Jeez. Okay, edit.
Actually, that's not... You do paps and stuff on regular girls.
You don't get the nice pink ones. You get the green dripping ones.
The cheese on the taco.
Beer.
Have you ever seen Blue Waffle? Google Blue Waffle.
No, I've been told to do that before and I refuse.
Hey, someday you guys will be glad because that'll be lubrication.
When Crystal gets here. Jesus.
That made me almost throw up, for real.
I don't even know what you're talking about and I'm grossed out. When Crystal gets here, Tanya's sister, she's the one that's trying to get me to watch this Blue Waffle fucking.
Oh my god.
She'll know what you're talking about.
It's gross. Oh,
I don't want to see it. Are you going to keep rolling or are you going to fucking keep
just hang on for a second. That was a little overwhelming.
I read like the read-up on it and everything because it had like a fucking... It came from like a doctoring website. Like it was like, you know... informational and educational. And it was like... It says it's like had 9 STDs and I'm like, oh my god. Like, who was hitting that after 7? You know what I mean? Like... She just like, I'm keeping the lights off. Oh, and I'm on top, by the way.
There you go, bro.
Negative. My gynecologist in here right now to check you out.
Like you've got 9.
Never argue with a pediatrician. They have little patients.
That was a good one,
your
by the way.
Are almost as terrible.
What'd
as
you hit? That's what you hit?
2, 4, 6, 7.
That was a David Green joke.
Was it
David? And it went over well.
Yes. Just for the record. Yeah, he's good.
He does. He works in a lot of puns.
Oh, he's fantastic.
All puns. Comes up with so many puns. I think Levi's a better pun maker than David Green, but Levi won't play him. He gives them to David.
He doesn't want to fuck around with David.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fuck around with his fucking pun city.
Is that right? Yeah, good for him. You know what? Levi's going to be
seriously,
a good
the last couple
teammate.
Weeks, two nights out of the week,
he's gonna
he'll
be a
take
good
off
teammate.
And go to the boathouse or something like that, meet up with a guy from Port Colborne and David Green, and they'll go for beers and wings, supper, or whatever, and they just sit there, and they have notepads like a bunch of geeks. Levi sits there like this on the couch, and he's like, shirt off, and he's like, got 2-3 notepads going, and he's just like, writing shit down. It's like, holy fuck.
That's his best. Homework.
When comics get together, it's the best.
Oh, and that's the thing, right? Like, and they did. He said he went to fucking Mike Henley's house, and he's sitting there, him, Mike Henley, and fucking Dave, and they're just shooting the shit, talking about stuff, and then they picked up something, and they're like, okay, you know, like it's now improv. They're, you know how
yeah, you just get going and you run
you just
with
do
it.
Something with it, yeah. Like, oh, look at my goatee, look at this, and they just like go around
in the backyard,
laughing. And which actually, Levi is now on YouTube. He
yep, I've seen it.
YouTube.
Yeah. We've seen it. We were there that night.
I haven't looked at it yet.
And just give him a view or a hit or something.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Well, I'm going to hit him.
I still got to take land units off. Fuck.
Oh, Seven twos. Two threes. That thing's a fence at a three.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We're fucking rolling. And three fours. Yeah. View. I want to see bright.
Oh.
Yes! What a roll.
Jesus, kick my ass.
Four, six, eight.
What?
15, eight and eight?
Times? Twice. Oh my god.
He's got a lot of infantry to pull off before you even get into good shit. But you're into the good shit now.
Yeah, but I only had
take the three. Russian off.
Six, seven,
eight. There you go. Now you're into tanks and fighters.
Yeah, but all I've got is fighters.
Oh, Jesus, you're going to have to take.
Oh, when I said the two infantry and a mech, I meant like three tanks. Three units. You have three units left, I'll have one unit left.
Well, that's you're what not going to win it, Mark.
That's what I said. If I was to win, I would have one. If he was to win, he'd have three.
This and is, you've been rolling, decent.
This is your dough. Yeah, well, we've been good hits. Oh, yeah, 16 for me in two rounds. That's pretty good odds.
It's just a lot of plastic off the board.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, Dave, I'm all fucking.
You don't want to lose too many fighters. Where are these going? But if you
what
don't.
What is this? This is Chinese.
You're in trouble. But you, what'd you buy, Mux?
Don't worry about it. Look at my capital. Look where he is. Look at my capital. Look where he is.
So what do you think? Do you think Russia and China, should Russia and China be like one person?
Two.
Because that way you could kind of...
Depends how many players you got. With
well,
with
you two? And me right now.
No, no.
Like, I mean, I got Anzac. You take China.
No. It's good the way it is.
Well...
I'd have to think about it a little more. Because I got... America doing nothing, I got Russia doing nothing for a long time.
So you got China.
I got UK in the fight right away. If yeah, I had UK. China, I would have that. But that would leave you with Anzac and Britain over here that can't really do anything. America that can't really do anything. You're doing nothing for the first four rounds until Japan attacks and Britain's in the
war. Oh, you're talking at the very beginning of the
you're game. Doing non-com for a long time.
Oh, he pulled out.
If you have, of course he pulled out. Mm-hmm. If you have China on your side, the Pacific side, you got something at least to do until everybody's at war. Whereas if I take China along with what I, everything else I have, I got Britain fighting right away.
I see your point.
China fighting right away.
Point taken. I suppose it does give them a little more, into the game a little earlier, even though it's minor, it's still you're in there.
With three players, I would say be America and China, have Russia and France, and have one Britain player.
Well, Russia would lose France.
And maybe give Russia.
Russia would lose France immediately.
Yeah.
UK needs to be France.
Right, that's what I mean.
So I'm sorry.
So if you had Russia, France, and Anzac, you'd have a little bit going on, not very much.
Yeah. And okay, you're
one Britain player doing everything, and then one guy doing America and China. He took back five from you last round.
Yes.
What? You can't explain it anymore.
Fuck you,
phone.
What's this doing here? Why do you keep fucking moving shit and just play shit wherever the fuck you feel like? There's no minor factory in Tambov. Where did this come from?
Don't worry about it.
When you put that there, did you fucking take this one and not put it away? You just what's this fucking doing in here in Tambov?
Take that away. Take one away. That's a good tune. That's done by Burton Cummings.
Burton Cummings can suck my ass.
And no, he can. He would not, and I don't think he would not.
I said he can. It's possible. Are you saying it's not possible for him to do that?
It's not possible for him to do that.
It's possible. It's not likely.
No, it's not possible. I don't think it's physically possible. You might let one rip and blow him back 20 paces.
If I'm drinking this fucking shitty old Budweiser.
And then he'd look like somebody with a sawed-off shotgun that
USA, filled with oil. You guys, you know, it's your fucking turn.
Oh my god, it's our turn.
You got this whole long turn.
Who?
Three people.
Yeah, we gotta get it
started. And you guys...
Stop putting the money in the back. That's the problem.
Me off.
Oh, is that the problem? Look at all the money you got. You're doing pretty
good. My turns, they need to come and go. And yours are here. And you're
what are you trying to say, Japan? Are you trying to say collecting
whose turn
and
is it?
Ready?
Whose turn?
It's America.
Collected and ready.
Oh, good.
Yes, he's just been telling us for 5 minutes how it's America's turn. Now, this is what I'm going to do this round. I'm going to buy what I want, and I'm going to get
you know what I'm
going to
do?
Over.
I'm going to build a navy right here, and then I'm going to come out this way, and I'm going to just go that way. Actually, Italy is going to take USA.
Look out.
I forgot to load my German... I'm going to invade the U.S. with the two German guys from Morocco onto the Italian transport, and then I'm going to move them out. and then have to unload after. I'm sure by then you'd have like just a stack of infantry.
It'd be pretty big. Well, look at Britain. I got fucking 17 just British infantry there.
There should be an advantage like that. Like, let's just say if I was here,
let's just say,
and Germany went out onto that transport, and when they Italy's turn, and they went 1, 2, 3, the Germans should be able to unload. Don't you think? They're under the Italian command right now, kind of. They're in the vessel of the Italian. They should be able to unload on Italians.
Move. Keep talking, but I'm not listening at all.
That would be cool.
I think Italy and Germany should be able to move together as one.
In certain circumstances. I don't think all the time.
That means you $35.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, Hoss.
I just want you to read some news.
Wait. I forgot to roll my development.
Oh, roll it right now.
I think the answer to that is yes, and I didn't even look at it.
I know.
Get it?
No.
So what are you saying? Are you saying you don't need any money over there?
I think there's money over here. 1, 2, you know what I'm saying?
Good luck to you.
3. You have $23.
Okay, I don't have a cell phone, because if I had a cell phone, I would text this to you. So I will simply write this.
Oh, I seen it.
No.
Yeah.
Do not see it.
Yeah. It's not USA. Like, that's your turn. You can do it. Focus on what you're doing over here, Dave.
You know what? I don't think that would matter, dude.
Okay, I'm going to purchase.
Don't even worry about it.
Can we roll our developments first? I'm going to pay $5.
I seen it.
Yeah, you don't have our decoding device.
You do not have the decoding.
I didn't leave you very much money, but
it's okay. I'm rolling 2 dice. Here we go. I'm gonna pick black.
I got a house over here. Are you buying any dice?
I got one. Bought one.
I got one here. You got 3. Oh. You roll them all.
You roll them.
No, you roll them all at once.
Give me 3.
Next
dice.
Time I
didn't
roll
them last time.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
We just placed these last time.
I bought one and I rolled one for my house.
Yeah,
I thought
you just bought that.
We just bought those houses. You better not.
Clear as mud. We're getting one this time.
Pickety no.
What the fuck is that? Why don't you roll?
3 dice still does not have
you
the
roll
six.
High.
I'm rolling next time.
Really?
Fuck you, cock.
That should
you
be,
a 2, a 1,
that should
and a
be
1.
An infantry attack.
You guys
you should
suck.
Get one. You should get one for
can
not
you hear
rolling
us?
6.
Yes, that's why it's so windy in Niagara Falls, because Quebec sucks.
Shut up.
But at least the Newfies want the Quebecs to separate, because then it'd only be an hour and a half to Toronto. That's
so stupid. Do you know what the most heavily populated Newfoundland town is?
What?
Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Yeah. Yep.
Buddy.
Hey, they're happy to have employment.
Oh, are you kidding? They're not allowed to fish anymore.
A lot of those boys haven't even... Yeah, it's a fucking bullshit, man. We got the Grand Banks. What the hell? They are the best banks.
All right, Peter Puffer, you ready to do your movements over there? I bought my shit.
I don't know. I'm a little chicken shit. Peter. That's the second time that Peter came up. I'm losing to a rock.
I can't believe it. I watched that with the boys the other day. They said they were going to have nightmares. I'm like, what? What is wrong with you? So desensitized.
3.
Children these days. I'm like, Aladdin? Aladdin's gonna make you have nightmares?
Oh, really? The kids soaked that up like crazy.
No, they hated it. I thought they were gonna have nightmares. I tried to play fucking rock.
That's what I mean. They soak it in. Like, it seems real. So real to them. Levi was the same.
I thought it was awesome. What are you talking
about? Well, yeah, you were one of the kids.
Hey.
You wish you were
bouncing
off
of
a
bird in Malta?
Mine.
You can't make it. I did not want you to go for the island.
I have to.
Anymore. Philippines.
You will come back and get it, but I'm going to collect.
I don't think I collected for having the Philippines at all. I don't think I did.
Well, then you should collect right now before I take your capital.
Then why would I have it? For a city and for, I guess.
One.
City, you need it. And he gets $5 for it, too. Those
planes. He gets $5. That's America what it was. I did read it. Somewhere.
Well done. You gonna bring the aircraft carrier?
Yes.
No, they can't because it's not the airbase.
Can't
not
go 5.
You know, I'm off. 1, 2, 3.
You got one move.
4.
No. You got one.
Yeah, you can't come. You guys talked me out of what I.
Oh, you gotta bring it in anyway. Potential.
No, it's not come. It's not come.
No potential. What do you dig? You can bring it in technically.
Yeah, but it's still non-com. I might not want. Oh my God, those things! I'm gonna fucking melt them and fix them.
Don't do it.
I'm gonna put fucking metal fucking landing gear on it.
What are you talking about?
Those are beautiful. You gotta do them blue and white, though. You gotta do them blue and white. At least one.
I'll find out some.
Two. You gotta have two of them.
Games on them.
I have that at home. It's blue and white. It's got the arrow. The white arrow. Fucking looks wicked. He doesn't
look. Hey. Fucking get your own.
Are you guys done your turn? Okay, so this
one's
dead.
I'm not done.
I don't care. I don't care what scars do.
Yeah, I can't bring anything else in.
You're getting lucky there.
Okay, so China, are you done?
Chill. China hasn't gone yet.
What can it do? There's nothing there. Can I bomb a port? Can I bomb an airport?
Yes.
I can bomb a seaport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the beauty of bombing a seaport. Let's say you're Germany, right? Or you're Italy.
One, two, three.
You're Italy. Five. You come up here. There's three guys. Let's say there's three fighters on London.
Yeah.
You can come up, bomb the airbase.
Yeah.
Germany goes before Britain has a chance to repair the airbase. Germany comes in. Britain can't scramble their fighters up to fight.
Is that what the airbase
is damaged?
How much damage can you do to
so
an airbase?
So how does the port come into effect?
Maximum.
Guys go two? If you got a damaged port,
you damage the
go
port,
two?
They can't repair.
They can't
they
go
can't,
three?
Move three until it's fully
so they
repaired.
Go two and they can't repair.
It's got to be fully repaired, yeah.
See, this is a fucking...
But see, repairing happens at the beginning of the turn, so they would
yeah,
buy
I know,
it
but
off.
Still, you gotta buy... Yeah, exactly. You gotta buy the damn thing off.
But then it would be
the
damaged
of a,
again.
Yeah,
because before their turn again.
In the case of a can opener, like Italy doing that, and then... And the same thing we can do over here. Britain can hit... Or U.S. could hit, like, the airbase.
Right.
And then Britain could come in and invade, and then whatever you... Planes
you couldn't
Britain
scramble.
Couldn't come up. Let's say over
well, let's
here.
Just
I'm saying,
say, it's just a scenario.
No, I'm saying U.S. would bomb.
England's a better example.
Bomb the airbase. Let's say you had a bunch of fucking planes on Japan. Britain could bomb the airbase, damage it, then or no, U.S. would bomb the airbase. Then Britain could come in, invade. You wouldn't be able to scramble to fight the invasion because you're damaged airbase because it hasn't been your turn.
Yeah,
it's just a can opener move. That we have never seen in this game. None of us have done. I don't know if America's getting more combat. I think it's just killing that transport, landing on Malta, being out of range for bombing. Probably get fucking killed by the Italians. No bomber coming back.
You know what?
Other side.
This is not good.
I'm talking to myself right now. Don't talk to me.
I shouldn't do this. It's got Akak to take it. It's got three.
So what?
So I can only I'm on it.
It's reduced. You got another fucking wave coming in next round.
Yeah, a little.
And then the Navy will come back and you'll sub the shit out of them. His planes can't do shit. Oh,
yeah, I don't like this. I don't even... I'm going to go through with it because I feel like I have to, but... Not liking this. I think I could...
I don't think you're going to win. If that's what you're saying.
I don't think so either. I need two offshore barrages.
But you know what? That's what you do. How do you think how do you think I've taken England so many times
in once class? In a while you
exactly
have to place
let's
your
do it. Are you all done
the
over
wind
there, boys?
Let her flap.
Go
flat,
for it.
Just
that's
let
right
her flap.
Here we go. Oops.
And guys, we're getting
one
shit.
I got two. That helps. You can
what
take your Akax off if you wish. For my offshore barrages.
Yes. Wait.
That changes it.
Oh. Question.
Yes, go.
I fucking for the life of me, I was playing with Josh.
Yeah.
He had rockets as
nice
the states.
That's useless.
No.
Useless.
I asked what I want to know.
In classic.
What I want to know
zones
is if you were to take your transport, take your Akak, one, two, and you were here, you're in fucking
Gibraltar. Oh, yeah.
You put your Akak as the U.S. in Gibraltar and hit southern Italy.
Yeah, you can. Just all you got to do is put a...
take a rondel.
British territory. Put an American rondel underneath the Akak.
That's what
so you
do.
Remember that it's the American Akak.
That's
I wanted to know if it exchanged hands. Like,
yeah.
Because it's allied, does it become British?
Well, that comes into the rule called Commander-in-Chief.
Because he got it. He got it. He bought it like two, three dice.
You can't
so
hand
happy
it over.
He got one.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to make it work for him.
You can.
Like,
you put a rondel, like Dave says. You put a rondel underneath it. And then
the only difference is...
Because it says three zones.
Right.
Doesn't say three zones from a factory. It doesn't say three zones from.
No, it's anywhere. Just three zones from where.
That's right.
Can you
reason
move?
Yeah.
Because you can load it on your transport.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You can move it. I know that. Does it become?
No,
Britain
it doesn't become
territory
British any more than a British or an American
infantry
becomes British when you drop it.
Yeah. Okay.
The only reason
like
you put
that
the rondelle under is because all the Akaks are gray.
Right.
Whereas the Americans are the Americans, yeah. And you know they're Americans. When you move it into a territory...
That's where those colored ones come into play, and I have colored ones.
I have those colored ones are kind of nice. You have, you got quite a few of those, and you can shuffle them around. For us, you know what? Cut the base off. It really is fun. Like the
to make it look like it's got legs. It's not.
Yeah, like the British fucking agate. You cut the base off, right? If you cut the base off, and then just, like, say, cut the base off.
It almost makes it look more solid.
It does, because it looks like it's on rock, not on grass. And not only that, but now you can paint the base, the American colors, and give them each a couple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can change each one different colors.
Yeah, and leave the rest of them.
Like you did on Italy, which I put... Or not Italy's.
Italy's got the... I didn't know what to do with them.
No,
how come you didn't put that... Oh, you're not a major.
One, two, three, four.
Did you see France? With the crosses? I made it Flanders Fields.
Four,
five, no, yeah, okay. Where is it?
France is right over there.
This fighter's going to land on this aircraft.
Right by the yellow token. By the paper.
Oh, yeah.
It's got crosses, and it's got poppies.
One, two, three.
There's poppies on the base of the ACAC. So I did it up like Flanders Fields. It is sad, too, because I put so much effort into that, and it's only on for one or two rounds.
Oh, yeah, this fighter's going to land in
You fucked up the one cross real Iceland. Bad.
That's a Jewish cross. There is actually Jewish crosses in Flanders Fields. Star of David,
yes.
I tried to make a Jewish star, the Star of David, and it was really difficult to do.
Okay, Mutt.
But
this the fighter Jewish came up from Eastern USA, landed in Iceland. The other one made it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 into season 110 on the aircraft carrier there. Sub moved down here, convoy raging next round. The U.S. bomber's landing in Malta.
Yeah.
To be killed from.
Nice. Protected by an ACAC.
Unless they could land in there. In France.
Got an airbase?
French West Africa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, wait a minute. Did that even reach? Oh, no, it came from London. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 landing in Malta or... 5, 6, 7 French West Africa. That's
you're too far away, man.
It's safer there. He can fucking kill it. Well,
he's got transports.
Yeah, we'll and I don't have any other bombers, so I want to keep it alive.
Can you fly over the Sahara?
No, you got to go around.
That's stupid. You should be able to fly over it, as if nobody can fly over it.
Well, here's the
thing. But really, if you were to fly over it, there could be neutral fighters trying to shoot you down.
From French West Africa, he can come up if he tries any more of that bullshit in Gibraltar. I can come and kill him again. And he's only got a cruiser. It takes one hit. I can throw that. And my aircraft carriers can reach it down there. So that's... I like it down in French West.
Yeah.
Now, you do your battles over here. I'm done. We're ready. Non-com over here. I'm going to place units for America on the Europe side.
Ready, Mugs?
Just sort of against the rules, but whatever.
The Americans are coming from Hawaii into the Jap Cap.
Jap Cap.
Jap Cap.
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's roll them up, bud.
Rub that bitch out.
I don't think I'm going to win this either, Isaac, but if I do, it'll be a long shot.
David.
I'm coming in. I've hit with two offshore barrages. You haven't taken them off yet. Yes, you have. You took off the
Father, Basha?
We're coming in, man.
Smoking a pancake?
A one.
Hey, would you like a beer?
I'd like a dab. Thank you.
Little dab of beer.
Little
dab. I dab on you.
Three twos.
You got the knife out and everything. Well, you just pull them apart really easy.
Could if I was tough like you, Mugs.
And a three.
I'm a bit of a puss. I need a knife. It's a dull and knife, a though. Does that make me tougher?
No, it just makes you sick in the head because you just want to cut stuff.
I got like two of you.
Stuff. It makes me happy and horny.
I shouldn't have done this.
I shouldn't have said that. You're right.
But you did.
Too late. Can't take it back. What is known cannot be unknown.
Where does this go?
Except in the case of a concussion.
You always yell at
excessive marijuana use or senility.
You don't make it well seen where the
where do you get
fucking plastic comes from.
Out of my mind.
Well, that is a bonus towards you.
And I cannot excessively smoke marijuana. I will vomit. And I don't want to be senile yet. And frankly, a concussion might lose some important information.
Yes.
And might not lose the information I just revealed about my horniness.
Dogie, you may roll. In your defense. I hit right. you two times.
You suck.
One.
Eight. Six and eight. All right, I suck two.
Two each.
That's good.
I'll take a hit in the battleship. Oh my god.
Jeez.
Just take off one unit and I'll roll again.
Okay, this is a suicide mission. We're going to continue because I have no other option.
I can't even hit the box.
My fleet, what I have.
Oh my god, I missed.
In case the listeners didn't notice, that's Ray's depressed voice.
Yeah. Mooha.
Yes.
You thinned him up. That's less guys he can bring to the land.
Yeah.
Did you seriously only put that guys and your men or your
Well, let's look back? At it.
I had to. Because I knew he was going to come in. It doesn't matter, Dave. Shut up.
It doesn't matter what the Rock said.
You're such a jerk.
I'm going to continue with what I'm doing. Care.
Your turn is way too long. You get stuck.
Well, now
one,
there's going to be a gigantic two, fucking naval battle and he's going to crush you.
Yeah, that's good. It'll take the pressure.
You'll fucking take out some of his shit, too.
I can rebuild. He can.
That's right.
He's got to worry about that. All his planes are going
to come. He doesn't have to worry about it. Oh, if you move that to Hawaii, he does have to worry about it. Except you've only got one infantry and two artillery there.
One, two, three, four.
In San Francisco.
Six. I can land in Hawaii.
Why? Why don't you land closer? Like somewhere that can hit him. Like Iwo Jima. You own Iwo Jima. You can hit him from Iwo Jima.
He's not a seaport. I can stay.
Oh, he could hit Iwo Jima. But he's more concerned about killing your Navy, I think.
I can hit him from
Guam. No, he can't get
Wake.
You there, too.
I can hit him from Wake.
Can you?
No, I can't be there. No,
you can't. You're in the same position.
I have nothing
Hawaii as you are, but you're more safe in Hawaii. You can land in Kuangtan. Can you reach Kuangtan?
I can use the bomber on his Navy from here. He's going to have Navy left here. He right. might have a battleship, a right, couple right, wounded. Right.
But you're only going to have your bomber and your cruiser.
That's okay. I'm still fucking gonna keep marching.
What about Kuangtan?
You can't roll threes anyways.
One, two, three, four, hey, five.
Has either of you ever had grilled cheese egg in a hole?
One.
No, I've had egg in a hole, but not grilled cheese egg in a hole.
Oh my god.
How do you do that? Egg in a hole, put a piece of cheese on top?
No, you take a grilled cheese, you find something like a... just a
tuna
or something.
A tuna thing.
Tuna can.
Cup.
You just fucking cup out the middle. You put your fucking...
So you make a grilled cheese and put the egg in the middle.
Mix up some fucking egg. That's pour it in the middle to the top. A little bit past the top because it does
fill. We never mixed it up. We just cracked the egg right in the,
really?
In the hole. Yeah.
See, I don't like that because then it doesn't cook. Like, you know what I mean? It's not touching it and then
the jelly.
It seeps out and like... I usually fill it like just to the top and then it fucking... Yeah, I know, but you gotta like... That's I take the pan and everything and I go like this and I basically take the pan off the hoojack. I gotta take that little puck out because you fry the puck too.
Eat the puck too.
Yeah, it's so good. Take that out and basically like take it on the flipper and go like this and then flip it like almost back as quick as you can. And then just
can
put it down.
Can you for the steaks, please?
So good.
Absolutely.
Grilled cheese
Make
egg
sure you get the bonuses. I'm gonna start China and then I'm gonna tell you. You want the state's bonus, or do you know what they are?
No, I hear that. Okay.
Yeah, check it out.
Had
the China's
this
going.
For breakfast, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I made a couple of them before I fucking left.
$66.
You still
Shit,
get
Russia 15. Had more money than that last round.
You still get $15 in bonuses.
We get 10 for Eastern, Central, and Western.
That is so stupid. Just take that
money.
One out.
We get 5 for Alaska, Aleutian, Hawaiian, Johnston, and Lorraine.
China money.
What?
China money. That goes into China. That's a dollar.
China.
China.
Little.
Yeah. There's the fucking 8 infantry. I gotta grab 8 infantry. I may as well grab
the whole box.
Actually, all I need is 1 infantry, dog.
Bullshit.
I don't have any combat.
Oh, the stupid thing is you can place...
20 bucks, we get them both.
Oh my god, the guys are going to replace yours.
Fuck!
No,
there's still a fucking empty fucking hoochie.
Dude, hey, this is $13.
I didn't purchase.
I suck as Japan States. In this game.
You didn't purchase for the
I
States.
I saved 13 mil. Well, I did, but it was in dice and...
Well, what do you know?
They get a little extra
That's
money.
Dumb, though, because now we don't have next wave.
The next wave is going to be changing tactics. Trust me.
Congratulations, Mons. Your dad's a fucking idiot.
No, not even.
Hey, man, that was rude.
Yeah.
Who doesn't buy for U.S.?
I didn't buy for U.S. I'm
you know
not
he's got to improve shipyards, right?
And I'm He can't reach me. He's going to have to worry about this. And then I've got
He's
that.
He's
going to
crush and drop $5 subs.
Not coming in.
No destroyers on the Pacific for the Allies.
Dun, dun, dun,
that's fine.
Fantastic strategy, Mr. Man.
Well, look.
I say Mr. because you're busted down from corporal to civilian for not buying $13 worth of shit for America.
I didn't buy anything.
Unbelievable.
Don't fuck around.
Wish you told me that. I could have fucking loaded another transport over here. You had $13.
Yeah, thank you.
You said that's all you needed? That's all
Yeah, and then you didn't fucking tell me you weren't spending $13. I could have bought more.
Well, you can't.
I could have bought another destroyer.
Because I wanted over here.
I could have changed that
round.
Cruiser
thank
into
you
a
very
fucking
much.
Battleship and still had $5 left for another die.
Listen.
And you would have got another one and we would have had five altogether.
We have lost the harmony in the ranks. Shut the fuck up.
There's no harmony now. Who doesn't buy
That's
for America?
Right.
In the
Me.
Pacific? Thanks. You're on your own. Russia's invading America next round.
Now you're talking like cock.
Like Stalin. Comrade Stalin.
I'm done for China. What am I collecting?
Tovarish Yosef Stalin.
20?
Yeah, $20. Wow. That's pretty good. $20?
Take it all
back. You're doing great with China. Buy a fucking battleship for China.
I can't even buy another fighter. What are you talking about? I'm limited. I can't even create my own fucking war machine. I get $26 million.
Oh, there's a rule. If you get 20 infantry in one zone, they can Voltron into a battleship.
What the hell?
Oh,
kind of Voltron?
They just land battleship.
They all crash together.
Transformers.
They slam robots all their bioenergy together and boom. Battleship.
Like well, in that case, can you give me a battleship?
Yeah, Chinese battleship.
Chinese battleship and $2, please.
Oh, you know what?
I'll just take the 26 mil.
There's no Chinese battleships in this box.
26?
26 for China. Look, I'm at 20 plus the Burma.
Japan, you're dropping the ball.
The fuck?
China owns.
I just
owns
said
you.
That.
Pump. Actually, it goes in that trade, dog, and I saved the buck.
Said I'm not good with Japan in this
game.
Oh,
are you saying you have 27?
Yeah.
Even better.
I'm smoking.
Nice. Phil Mickelson. It's fucking China.
I feel like it's...
Is he attacking?
He's done. He didn't do anything, just non-combat.
Oh, he collected. That's right. So
look at how
China.
Empty this is. Look at this. I can put my hand here. I could lay my...
God, I could put the fucking chip box down there, the factory box, right in the middle of
Asia.
Put
both of them.
That's right. There's plenty of room. Don't worry about the rondelles of Mongolia.
Oh.
Fucking.
Oh.
Oh, where'd he come from?
Right here.
Miscalculation. Apparently, we can't do this.
Well, I came from the wrong side, really, is what happened. I should have been starting where there's absolutely
That's
all
good.
The room they fit
we decided.
There.
We decided since no one's using Central Asia, we're just going to put the fucking chip boxes right in the middle. You got to pull the handle. Here's another fucking example of his snobbishness. When we were playing, I was on that side where you are, Muggs, down the South Pole. And Jerry was playing to my right. And I had my rolling board on this side. Ray had his rolling board. He was playing Europe. You were playing the European side, right? So he had his rolling board off to the side. But the Japanese player, Jerry, put his rolling board on the map. Down in the Fijis and stuff. And he's like, what the fuck is that? Get that fucking rolling board off the table. He was fuming.
I even said, you know what? You're supposed to take Johnson Island, so I'm not even going to worry about it. No, it wasn't Johnson. It was Line. It covered Line.
Covered the whole fucking South Pacific. And Ray was like,
what the fuck is that?
And Albert down the other side didn't pick up a dice the whole fucking 5 hours he was playing.
Paid $25 to watch everybody else.
We stubbed the fucking one guy.
Had to leave at four.
They had to leave at four or five. With America, he didn't fucking roll a dice until like the fucking fifth hour or something like that. He must have hated it. He won't be back next year.
He'll be back.
Why'd you guys do that, Dix?
We didn't know he had to leave.
He said, I gotta leave at 4, right at the beginning. He said, I gotta leave at 4.
I didn't hear that.
I said it, Jay. I said, he's gotta leave at 4.
We should have given him something to fucking do then, instead of being American.
Well, he should have spoke up and says, I won't have anything to do if I'm these guys.
Yeah.
He should have said, could I be UK or something?
Yeah, that would have been better.
Fine by me.
Speaking of UK, Mr. Man.
Oh, the matter?
Yeah.
Where are we?
UK.
Yeah.
You don't take a fucking segue very well. Speaking of UK, oh yeah, it's Italy's turn.
Yes.
The segue, as you call it.
Oh, that's that little bike there that you gotta ride with your fucking mind. Or whatever it was.
What the fuck
is this?
I don't know, I just ate one and I don't know what it was.
It's like a corn chip.
Looks like a
chunk. Yeah, it's corn. Mashed corn.
Looks like a chunk of deep fried skin.
It is a beautiful try.
Nice thick scab.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big clitty that's been dug out.
It's a scab. Deep fried, heavily salted scab.
It's actually a Cajun African.
It's got sesame seeds in it. It's delicious.
Ceremonial clittle removal.
Indeed.
Time to fuck with Germany.
Tasty little morsels. What the fuck are these?
Corn compressed into a curved object.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I noticed too, everybody was like watching you like a hawk.
Ooh.
Like, you know, when we're playing the game, I'd have a fucking infantry. You know how you got to stack infantry and you want to split them up from a chip to a fucking guy?
Yep.
So I'd take a chip off like this, move it over, put it on one of the Marshall boxes and take the infantry off the top and fucking put them down over there to move them. And they'd be like, whoa, that guy can't go all that way. I'm like, buddy, I switched fucking chips.
I remember that a couple times now. That's right. Yeah, you just took a... That's right.
We're used to trusting each other, where these guys are like, we don't know these fucking guys.
I still watch, though, when you're moving chips.
Yeah, but I would never think that you would cheat. I would
I'm just watching. Well, I watch you for extra pair of eyes. Like,
honestly, if Dave cheated, he would probably embarrass himself. He'd probably say, oh, I can't do that. And same with you. If you cheated, you would embarrass yourself.
We constantly do that. We go into a fight and we're like, oh, wait a minute, this guy can't
I would never do that.
Redo the battle, or sorry, like earlier when you placed too many guys on Germany.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I forgot I had damage. Took 4 guys off, put them over in Western.
That's a fucking mistake. Yeah. Everybody does that.
But if you're going to play this game, you know, why would you fucking cheat?
No.
What's the point?
That's the last thing. You know what? When I was playing this game, like, years ago, classic, I mean, I used to play with the guys from church, and some of the young people were in my youth group. And I'd bring them over, and Buddy was tucking a 10 underneath. Mm-hmm. I watched him tuck a 10, looking around. Said, all right, let that go, see what happens. Tuck another 10. You know, 5-6 rounds into the game, all of a sudden he's got $40. I said, hey, where'd you get all the money? This is why I've been saving it. I said, well, you've purchased everything. You've spent all your money in the last 5 rounds on everything.
Classic is easy like that because you know what the people are making. You just look at the board and you instantly pretty much know.
You can tell when an extra 20 hits the fucking board. You're like,
what happened there? Where'd that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a free battleship. I don't think so, man. And back then, really, it was before battleships took one hit. That was a lot of money in Axis and Allies. $24 million to take one hit. Fucked out. Nobody bought battleships. I buy 3 subs.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should definitely take notice when a battleship hits a board in Classic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's like, holy fuck. He's got way too much money. Where can I knock him down? Start buying battleships.
I got $11.
Yeah, the States. That's about it.
No, I'm going to save $2.
In Japan, when they own all of Asia.
Japan can. Oh, Japan could on their first round. Right. They could buy a battleship.
I'm going to take $10 and buy 2 dice.
Roll.
No, roll on. Lab. You buy your shit and tell me if you got any more dice, because I want to roll them all at once.
All right, well, I'll roll.
This is a good mix.
Buy your shit first.
The candied peanuts.
Please.
And the barbecue, really
buy
hot
your shit
barbecue.
First.
I might get money
see if
back.
You got any money. You don't roll. We're rolling all the dice
money.
At once.
Trust me. I'm buying after, Dave. Come on. Don't break
them. Give them to me. You suck.
Okay, you all roll. Yeah.
I bought 2 dice. You got a lap. You're buying one?
And I bought it. No, I paid it already.
I know, I gave it back to you. No, give that away.
Yeah. Gabe, do it. We need 1-6. Just 1-6.
I got a 2, a 3, a 1, and a 4.
Holy fuck! We are destined not to develop shit! Oh. Want another 10 bucks here? Actually, you're not allowed to do that.
I'm going to piss. Buy your shit, and then I'll do my invasion of northern Germany.
Well, mine's pretty easy. I'm backing up a few tanks.
I think it's only time before I lose this game. UK being in the picture, well, I held them off as long as I could. I can't do anything anymore.
20 after 5. You think that's it?
Well, I don't really... It's early.
We could lift the glass and put down Trump and play something
better. I would like to play something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been doing this for a week. If you want to call it, man. But mind you, you're going to take a loss.
I don't really want to call it, though.
It's no, I know. It's too early. You got a big battle over here.
It's too early. But Japan really is not pulling their weight, but... It's funny because there's a big fucking empty space here. A big fucking empty space over here. Which only gives me time, which... I hate playing with time. I hate playing with time on your side. Like, time will save you. Okay. I'm at a weak point right now, but with time, I will rebuild. That's fucking shitty. It's like... Hey, fucking fast forward.
It doesn't go fast enough.
There's no air base in Germany.
Isn't this?
What the fuck, man?
Kind of ballsack, isn't it?
It's very much ballsack, that's what I said, yeah. I did say that.
I got 3 transports, I'm bringing 2 infantry.
Look at this guy down here. He can't make up his mind whether he wants to stay with the British Army or join the fucking Anzac team. Buddy, humping buddy. Look, he's abridging it. Where is that bridge? I haven't seen the bridge. Have you seen the bridge? Where is that confounded bridge?
Oh, boy. Fucking Anzac's gonna blow up. Stupid Anzac, being cocks and stuff. I have no fucking grasp on this side of the board. And I think I'm going to lose grasp over here.
I'm going to take 20.
Oh no, you don't have an air base and you got your planes in Germany, you dumb
fuck.
That's
what I'm saying. Can I do it one adjacent? No. See? Stupid. You joke.
Should have put them in Western. Why would you put
for
them in
what?
Germany? To scramble.
Scramble against what?
If I hit the West German factory.
Oh, if. Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, thanks.
Oh. You're acting like an idiot right now.
Attack.
What is it attack at?
1.
Oh.
Undetect.
There's a 2 and the 1's looking at me. Like, oh, hey, look at me. Hey, question. Oh, I remember
look
the question.
At that.
I remember the question.
I rolled it out of the box and it was a 6.
I remember the question.
Ah, fucking 1. 3 points.
I remember the question that I asked earlier, very much earlier.
Right.
You
said were interrupted, yes.
No, there's just a lot of chit-chat going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of interruptions. Carry on.
Why is the top of the dice on dice destruction symbol flames? Why is it like see-through?
It's a fucking nuclear... mushroom in the background with the dice flying forward.
It does make sense, but it is weird because it's like transparent.
You have to look at it.
Yeah. The one sides are transparent and the other side, so you can still tell their dice are not transparent.
It's actually pretty
cool. So it's part of the explosion?
Yeah, the dice just line up.
It. They're glass dice, okay? Let's just put it that way. It looks cool.
Are you ready?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Then why the rest
of
it?
Not for a brush.
Painted white, if you can tell it's still. Chuck.
Can I do a strategic bomb with a tactical bomber?
3 damage in Berlin.
I do a strategic bomb with a tactical bomber. Same way?
But you can only hit, you can't hit a factory, you can only hit air base or naval base.
You're the one.
I know, right?
In that case, I have nothing going on up here.
Can we reveal what we were shocked he didn't do in Japan turn? No, 2. You're right. He might think of it next time.
3.
Go! Okay, so that's done. I got...
Why didn't you go for Korea instead of Japan?
We said that when you were...
Never mind.
Taking a leak.
I wanted money. I was greedy. Thank you.
You should have. Holland.
Foolish man.
Foolish man!
2-2s in Holland. Miss.
Hollandaise.
Yep.
Hollandaise sauce.
So delicious. I also missed.
Missed. Fuck. 4.
Ah!
That means a miss, anyway.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
Fuck you.
Good luck.
Oh, fuck you, bitch.
Mmm.
Pissing you off.
Jack.
Let's play a different game. Let's play
Uno.
I think Anniversary is my favorite game.
Love it.
I happen to agree.
Pardon?
I agree.
Yeah?
Play Arena.
Shut up.
Okay, in Normandy, I got 4 2s and a 3.
I'm just going to throw the dowel in.
Yep. Shut up!
That's all I needed.
Your money's in there. Yeah, give me that.
You do the dowel in! Alright!
He crumpled up that towel, wiped his ass with it, blew his nose on it.
I was thinking about
bad
that
decision,
though.
And then threw it back. Should have blew his nose on it first.
I had the ass wiping thinking part. I thought that'd be a little bit rude.
Well, yeah, I would have went, hey.
And I would have faked it, and then went, bah!
Normally,
and it would have landed in here and we could need it.
And then we would need the beat
in off the light in here.
Oh, I wish I didn't do that.
Why didn't you hit me in the shoulder?
Normandy.
He's caving.
I have 2 AK-AKs.
No! Negative.
Shit, my. You suck big nuts. Are you going to take the guys out to us?
Oh, that's another thing where he got pissed off at.
Sucking nuts?
Ray's a fucking asshole. I don't know if he knew this. He didn't know either until last weekend.
I didn't know I was an asshole.
I knew you were.
The other guy would kill him and grab his fucking guys. Here you go. And he'd be like, it's for my fucking guys.
I'm fucking here. You just ate cheesies. Don't fucking touch my guys.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, go wash your hands right now.
I'll take my game and go home.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Fuck that. That was the best time ever. We had such a good time. We're only fucking around. Guys were great.
UK. All right. So my turn now? You guys done placing? Oh, you're done? Okay, good.
Are you ready to roll?
Oh, he's not even done killing you.
Well, I gotta let you go. What the fuck, you guys?
Yeah, thanks, Ray, for letting me go. It's not that you were fucking around.
Should I just take 2 guys off?
I haven't done anything. We're going for this one.
Don't do that. Don't be like that.
I'm like that.
1, 2, 3.
Four, he wants to six, bust out Anniversary. A little bit.
Yeah. He will after this round.
Racing against time, you know. Time could change. Time
sun's
could.
Not even down yet.
Holy
the sun goes down
shit.
Late now, Dave.
Not anymore.
I won't stay up later.
Still coming up.
Alright.
Doesn't go down later until the 21st. Traveling with a fighter he 21st. Rolls at a 4.
21st of what? May? I'm not going to be here.
I missed.
I won't be here for that weekend if that is actually a
weekend. Oh, I got 2 of you.
No, it's not.
The long weekend
21st
is,
of May is a Monday.
Oh, we got to talk to him about May 9th.
No, I know
9th.
That, but the long weekend is not a week of play, is it? Because I will not be here.
No.
Where are you going?
Here's our next scheduled date.
First of all, roll 2 3s, looking to see if he can even come close.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck, you hit one.
Our next weekend here is Mother's Day.
Forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. There ain't no game going on Mother's Day. So, 4 days prior to that, in the middle of the week, is Victory Day, May 9th.
Russian.
I'll be there.
We're going to play May
9th?
Wait,
what day is it?
That's
day of the week. Thursday. I will be here.
4 days earlier, so Saturday.
China.
Friday. Wednesday.
China up 3. Josh down 3.
Oh, they switched back. It's a Wednesday. May 9th. Gonna send a message out to Port Coburn buddy, Malachi Crunch, Randy.
Are you guys done?
You should go right now.
Are you guys done?
Roll that one down there. I got enough rubber out.
I killed you.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Oh, you did get a 1.
Down 4. Brits up 4.
Fuckers.
Sounds like some hip-hop motherfucker just pulled up.
Doug, what are you doing?
I'm going to check who pulled up. Nice hip-hop. It's okay. I couldn't have loaded my shotgun that fast anyway.
Can you mark the board? Score, Lord?
I didn't mark it. Shit.
Right away, no.
All right, what?
Japs down 4, China up 4.
Oh, God.
For taking three, sorry, Manchuria. Okay. Oh, no, I already took Manchuria. Java. Japs down 4, Brits up 4.
Okay, I just moved China up. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
You already marked this Manchuria, right? Before you left. Yeah. I just took over that battle down there.
So why did you say China?
Because I...
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Okay. Now it's Brits up 4, Dutch down 4. And the Japs... No.
The Japs Dutch owned, don't do anything.
The Japs owned Dutch.
So you won't Java. Now. Britain up 4.
Japs down 4.
Japs down 4. Jesus.
Thank you.
Guaranteed this board's fucked.
I don't know about that. Okay, Ron's objectives. Where's Ron's objectives? Oh, that's not
them. So you guys have been collecting too much, I've been collecting too little, but you guys...
No.
Yes, we still feel that we're winning, yes. Russia's down.
Yeah, we still feel like we're winning.
Russia's down 3.
But I think Jeff should have collected $2.
34.
Weren't they at...
Hang on.
It's not even 6 o'clock yet, boys. We could have it torn down and set up by
Shut
6.
Up.
Want the towel back?
Take $3 more for Japan.
That's for all you people three, listening.
4.
I'm go on 7, YouTube, punch in Rush Anthem.
You're up 2.
7, 9.
And listen to that
You're
tune.
Down
and
down.
That is the greatest rock 9. And roll tune ever written by a 4. Canadian band.
I'm up 9, 10, pure rock, 11, 12. I'm up 12.
Pure solid.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Unbelievable.
Okay, the board is fixed.
Italy.
Anzac, go at the same time.
Dave, I'm going to cut these and I'm going to make it one. I think that'll fit.
Anzac,
perfectly.
Do not tell stories about hockey nets.
What?
Made of plastic. Go. Go.
Italy.
Yeah, you go at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. Anzac's got way too much money.
I know, it's crazy. They shouldn't have that much money. Those are the two areas in which I call bullshit on this game. Russia being able to attack Japan and Anzac getting fucking $10 bonus to double their income. Bullshit. Mr. Harris, bullshit. Both make the Axis victory conditions that much harder.
How much are carries in this game? 14?
$16 for the 10,000.
We got, yeah, I know, but you got 18 for the Axis. 14 for Globe, 42. That's cheap. Holy fuck, that's cheap for a carrier.
And if my aunt had a cock, she'd be my uncle. Just fucking remember it.
I can't believe Anzac's buying an aircraft here.
I know, it's crazy.
Do I even have one? Look at the insignia done in red on the black.
Italy, you can loosen up Alexandria.
Italy is not dead up in North Africa, I see. They're quite active.
Italy should just hammer.
Kicking up some dust.
Straight into... Oh! Now, if I was Italy at this time... I would send... Oh, you've only got 2 transports. Never mind. I would throw everything at Egypt.
Well, I think that's what he was trying to. He's been saving those
There's no transports. Factory there. Eventually, you're going to fucking kill everything.
Germans are right on the doorstep. It could be a 1-2. Could be a 1-2 punch if the order of play is right. Remember, you can always move a transport. Pick up one of your allies... Doesn't matter if you're an Axis.
No, the Allies got to load onto it on his turn.
Oh, sound check. 1-inch tweeter. Fucking carrier goes way down by the south.
Holy fuck!
Are you liking that one?
Yeah, I'm going to have to take a walk. Because Jesus fuck.
Well, I don't know if it's quite that. It might have been your
it's
own.
It's that.
Hey, the voice has changed, but the breath's the same.
Look, this is really jerky.
Yeah, you might want to fold. It's getting
Egypt,
to the pinch.
Still not for a couple rounds.
You're not ready to throw it in yet. I can see you're still dangling. You want to fucking... There's one battle that can change everything. What is it? How about paying off some damage? Pay off some damage. Isaac is debating the towel.
Who throws a fucking beer can in the garbage?
Me.
Fucking piece of shit.
Never mind.
You're lucky I'm not stepping on your balls right now.
Well, you are what you eat. I don't know how that applies
hey,
to this, but...
Hey, all right.
Cheerio.
funny, when we were at the convention, there was only one burner, and he was going out every half an hour.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of funny.
There's no burning?
We went out.
I didn't.
Well, not inside.
I didn't burn at all.
I would have loved to.
And nobody else mentioned burning, but
one guy.
He was going out to burn. We were playing
pretty
against...
Pretty flows like whiskey.
We were playing Global the first night, but he'd go out to his truck, and he'd burn and drink. He was drinking out of a bottle. Plastic water bottle. And Ray starts going back there, but I didn't know who he was.
I tried to go back, but too difficult.
He's going back to have a beer out of the back of the van. And I'm like, hey. And I walk over to him. I'm like, yeah, this fucking guy over there, he might be one of the fucking guys from the club, right? I says, I don't know if you want to be fucking drinking out of the back of the van. And then Albert come out and said, hey, what are you guys doing way over there? So we were away from the fucking building having our smoke, and he wanted to talk about a move.
Yeah, he says, I want to talk to you about your purchases.
He's like, what are you guys doing way over there? And I'm trying not to get busted by who I thought was a fucking guy that worked in the fucking, in the club.
Because we weren't sure who was
who. We didn't know who was who, right? Like,
so everybody was like a fucking officer, you know?
Trying not to fucking get in trouble, right? At the first day after that.
But he's burning out. You know what? I didn't burn.
And even in the room, he didn't fucking burn. Cause
oh, no, I did one night, Saturday night, watching the game.
I don't do the weed, so
watching the game.
Yeah, he had one in the room.
One.
He only had two joints the whole weekend.
Yeah. And I didn't miss it because I wasn't with people that didn't burn. I mean, I was with Dave. He doesn't burn.
Well, if you'd have hooked up with Randy earlier, maybe things would have went a little
different. No, we invited him over to the room, but he said he fucking...
He passed
out. Passed out or something. But you know what? I think I smoked out two that one night. I fucking got him. Oh, I laughed my head off. I was all fucking loaded. I don't know whether it was Friday night or Saturday night.
Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
That's when you guys got loaded.
Friday night we got a pretty good one on. What was the first night there?
Friday
night. So he passed out because he was working days. 2 o'clock in the morning, it's like, bing, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready to go. I'm wide awake. I'm on nights, right? He passes out. I think, fuck. I gotta go find a party. Maybe there's somebody in the motel that's playing A&A and I can draw, you know, bust in there, right? And we were on the bottom floor. And there was a lot of bottom floors. A bottom floor all the way around. It was a great building. So I fucking take off of the joint and a couple of beers and I go walking around this whole thing. The only thing I came across was three dyke fucking butch lesbians. They were at the front door. Shot the shit with them for a while. That was it. Couldn't find anybody. Came home fucking shit-faced after drinking the beer and burning the fert. He's fucking snoring. I come in with the camera all sneaky.
You didn't tell me about the camera.
And I fucking walked in.
Fucking piss.
This is our room. I'm all fucking
Italy's
loaded.
Still going.
I got me in the mirror. I go, this is Dave. He's sleeping. I got you fucking sleeping. You're fucking sleeping away. I says, oh, this is great, and I'm all fucking drunk and shit. I showed Wendy, she laughed. She says, holy fuck, you guys were drunk. I says, well, I wasn't so much drunk, I don't know.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, I was drunk.
But then we stayed up fucking too late drinking Saturday night, and we were 2 hours late, and we missed out on getting one of the guys that said they wanted to play Classic. I apologize, Clyde, we were fucking hammered. Woke up at fucking 10. We were supposed to be there at 9.
I filmed everything. I was walking around filming through the windows. I filmed the hockey game.
Yeah, Zach, are you going? Because Italy's going. He's munching up all my fucking money down there, my Russian money.
Anzac.
Yeah, go.
I've purchased.
Okay, so.
Anzac has waited a long time for this. I'm going to go one. I'm leaving from a seaport. Queensland.
That's two.
One, two.
Oh, taking back the Philippines.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
Coming in with a cruiser for an offshore barrage. Fighters can't reach. I've tried. Rest is non-combat. Let's roll it.
Okay.
You got three
rolling?
For an offshore.
Hang on. Italy technically goes first. You got any rolling, Italy?
Muggins-y.
Well, he's bought new shit. Okay.
Now
you can roll. Sorry to interrupt. Dicicus Interruptus.
I am rolling. You said roll.
Sherman Rush 3. Hit.
See, you miss. And I hit you.
I said.
Good man, David.
Am I down another 2 points? I hate this game. I don't even want to play anymore.
Throw the towel in, take the W.
Shut up.
Let's go.
It's an L. Oh, yes, yes, I will. I agree to what he said.
You quitting?
Well, he said I get the W.
Oh, the L.
Yes.
Take
no,
the L.
No, I win, yeah.
I win.
I quit and I win. Prove it.
It was Wooze. You woozed.
You woozed it.
It was a Barney Fife.
Okay, so what now, cock knocks?
Well,
you guys are just knocking.
It's on you, bitch. It's on you.
Who?
You.
And Zachary's France turn. Hello.
France is,
can you mark the board, please?
France is done, I already did.
I'm gonna burn Napoleon's
head. Thank you. That was worth two, by the way.
Okay, I won't really because.
State's up two.
I'm not even marking it, I don't even care. I'm not marking that shit. That was like my thing. What is with all the infantry? Why the fuck am I so much infantry? Can Germany push forward?
This is the end of round 7. Episode 20.
50.
20 of the Destruction Podcast. Oh, sweet. Only 2.5 hours.
You're going to put up a 2.5 hour podcast?
No, I'm going to add it down to 1.5 hours probably.
Nice, Gilmore.
I'm going to take that part
of. Can you really take out an hour?
I'm going to take that part out where you were telling us how much you wanted to do us in the butt.
And that went on for
at least 25 minutes.
I was trying to put myself out there for any kind of, you know.
Well, I'll put it in that you're requesting it from outside sources and not from us in particular, since it was
looking for the community of
not only homosexual but incest as well.
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Yeah, he's your dad.
Hey, beers.
Yeah, beers, I'm gonna get the beers, cock. As soon as I'm done.
Get around!
Say goodbye to the listeners.
Round, get around.
You'll get around.
Yeah, get around. Ooh, it's your round.
Thanks, you guys seem really nice. Things like. Does vidanie spasiba bolshoya?
Yes.
Oh, it's pastry. Da!
Da!
Oh, not me.
Chug-a-lug-a-tug-fuck, eat, sleep, repeat.
I would like to know that in Russian. Chug a lug a poke talk.
Eat, sleep, repeat in Russian. Well, look it up. I'll punch it into Google thing.
Anyway. I've got no gay kind of fucking sign off, so fuck.
Thanks for listening. Sorry about.
Chug a lug a poke talk, eat, sleep, repeat, people.
All right. See you later.